The text for today's proclamation of the good news comes from 1 John chapter 3. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. This is the text for today's proclamation of the good news. So this is the third week in a stewardship sermon series. Next week, you're going to receive a commitment card that you are going to fill out that's going to be a demonstration of how you trust this year that God has given you gifts. He's given you talents. He's given you resources to be a participant in how his love is shaping the world. So you're going to fill out that commitment card and say, I trust God is going to work through me in these ways this year as I share in his love with others. And as we think about how could we ever expect to be a participant, a part of how God is breaking into this world with his love, we've been looking in these 3 weeks through that. First, God is love. That was a sermon that Pastor Varghese preached where he talked about how no matter the circumstances you are in, God will love you, because the love that God has for you is not defined by your works, but is defined by his character for you. He loves. The second week, last week, we looked at how God loves us at the point of our need. God doesn't love us just when we get our spiritual lives all tidied up. God doesn't just love us when everything is figured out in our lives and then he comes as an accessory, but that God fundamentally is the one that brings us into his love. And that point of our need, when our life has fallen apart and we're failing, to the spot where we think we are outside of the boundary where God's love should reach and that he should not look at me anymore, he loves you in those moments. And today we're looking now at how we can be a participant in that love now going out into the world. That because God loves, we can love. There is no doubt in my mind that you are a part of how God has a plan to bring his love into this world. And I want you to hear these words from Scripture, to hear how you are a part of God's plan. It says, little children, let us not just love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. The love that God has for you is going out into this world, not just with your words, not just with the talk, but your deeds, your actions. And these aren't just superficial actions that are externally looking good, but internally are motivated by sinful, selfish desires. But these are deeds that are shaped by truth. The truth that God has loved you. And we know this love that God has for us because he has laid down his life for us. We know what the love of God looks like. So we know what our deeds can look like. They look like laying down our life sacrificially for the help and the care of another. I can know all this. But I have to let you know that to be able to love another in deed and in truth is challenging. Because when you look at other people and you want to love them, sometimes you will see things that are not lovable. When you want to love other people and you look at yourself to say, do I have it in me to be able to do this today? To live with the hope and the dreams of all that is possible, and you go, I can't do it today. This description of what the love of a Christian looks like, that it looks like deeds that are shaped and bounded by the truth of God's love. It's a hard love to have for other people. Because this may be a surprise to you, but some of you, some days, some moments are not so lovable. You are hard to love. And when I look to my own life, and I think, God, why today will you work through me? God, why will your love be present in my actions when you know all the things I'm going to do wrong today? Our lives become filled with noise. They become things of static that makes it hard to see the vision of what God is trying to accomplish through us. When I look to somebody and I want to love them, I hope to be able to see in them already the vision of all that God has brought into their lives, the image of God being dwelt and living in them. I want to see beauty. I want to see wonder. I want to be enamored with what you are. But to kind of fill you in on why sometimes love is hard, I have an illustration. And I've thought about how to explain this illustration to a new generation that may not understand TV signal strength. I'm going to talk about trying to get a show on a TV and the efforts that my family went to be able to watch this show. For those of you who have had cable all your life or have had a phone in your hands all your life, let me explain it this way. It's like the Wi-Fi is down and you can't watch what you want to watch. When I was a kid, I would spend middle school age. I would spend several weeks of the summer at my great aunt and uncle's house in Illinois. I would go out there and I would detassel corn. Detasseling corn is a process of how Burr Seed Company would make sure that the right seed corn was pollinating the other corn in the field. So you'd have to take the tassels off so that the pollen of that corn wouldn't pollinate the other corn. All right, so every 5 a.m. every morning, the farm truck would arrive. I'd get on it. We'd go out to the fields, work till about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I'd go home, enter through the basement door. I'd shower, and then Aunt Seal would have some peach cobbler or something up like that, and then I'd have to read like a Robert Ludlum novel or something that was on her bookshelf because they didn't have a lot of good TV signal. We would listen to a lot of KMOX radio and listen to the Cardinals. KMOX radio is one of those clear signal stations across the nation. But every year, the time and season of detasseling corn lines up with the All-Star Game in baseball. So my great uncle Jack brought the TV out into the family room. See, they didn't normally have the TV in the family room. You only brought it out for special moments. So he'd get the antenna all lined up. He'd get the aluminum foil on the antenna to extend it just right. And then maybe you could imagine him lifting his right leg, his left hand's on it, and we don't breathe for about 30 minutes. But try as he could, we had built up the whole day to be able to watch the All-Star Game. We knew which Cardinals were in, who the starting pitcher was going to be. The day was filled with hopes and dreams and expectations. I mean, able to have this vision of the greatest players of baseball playing in this exhibition. And then it was just static. Something in the air, I don't know, maybe a summer thunderstorm, something made it so we couldn't get the station from Jacksonville. Do you know that struggle of trying to love someone? You have hopes, you have some dreams. You build up in your mind what the day is going to be like as you talk with them. And you pretend for as long as you can, but you can't get the view of what you want. It's noise. It's static. It's worse than static because you know what you should be watching. You know what you should see in this person, but it gets hard to love them because the picture is so lousy. I keep hoping to see God at work in this world, to see the people I meet and have this just glimpse of the beauty of what God is accomplishing, but there's many days when it's just noise. And then I think about my own life and how God has given us such a clear vision of what He desires from us. The Ten Commandments, they're so clear that we can have kids memorize them. You know, you shall have no other gods. Don't misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, manservant, maidservant, his ox or donkey or anything belongs to your neighbor. These 10 words are not hard. And in Genesis 1, when God said, let us create man in our image, let us create a male and female, we are supposed to be the vision and image of God in this world. But for too many moments, I wake up and I wonder if I even want to see what's on the station of life. Do I even want to try to tune in? And I think, does God know about what bad coverage we're getting, what horrible signal strength we are seeing, what sin is present in this world? Does He know how bad the world is? And I realize He does, because you see, God created us to be in His image, and He knows that we fall short of the glory of God. That's why he has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be the divine image of God, come in the flesh and to dwell among us. When we look at each other and we look at ourselves and we are unable to tune in the channel and see the beauty of God, in that moment when I want to see God at work in this world and I struggle to see it, and I don't even want to start to try, God knows that. That is why he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into this world. And because of the love of God that's been revealed in Jesus Christ, I am freed from having to try to find my soul fed by you. I am freed from having to try to find my soul nourished by the world's noise and static. My soul has been delivered into the beauty of the kingdom of heaven, not through what I have witnessed this week. I've witnessed a lot of noise. My life is delivered into the beauty of the kingdom of God and what he is painting for this world because I've seen Jesus. Because I know the love of Jesus. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. By this we know love. Not because of what we've seen in each other. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. Our whole view changes, transforms. I don't need a lens or a filter of how beautiful you look on Snapchat. I don't need a Samsung phone selfie to smooth out all my wrinkles. Our whole view is orientated around the love that Jesus delivers us at the cross. In the noise and the static of that day when he was on the cross, as people mocked and spit upon him and beat him, he stayed on that cross for you. He stayed tuned into what you need. No matter how bad the signal strength is, no matter how bad your life is, no matter how many moments you wake up and say, I don't want to see what's going on today, he stayed tuned into you with his love. Jesus Christ, he is the vision that I want you to be able to see when you see yourself in the mirror. So many things you don't want to see in yourself. So see Jesus. And when you've got people in your life and they're just filled with noise and static, there's bitterness and slander and malice that is just circling around every time you look at them, I want you to see Jesus. And to the world, it will look foolish and weak. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he says, the word of the cross is a folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. We preach Christ crucified. And with this love of God, this future age when the kingdom of heaven is filled with peace and people are gathered around the throne, with the love of Jesus, it doesn't have to be just a someday thing. Even in a time when the love of many has grown cold, we can find renewal in the love of Jesus. We can drown that old sinful Adam that is just filled with noise and static and poor Wi-Fi signal strength. We can find renewal in the love of Jesus. This love of God in Christ Jesus, it is vital for me. Because at the cross, at the tomb, and the resurrection, this love creates my existence for this day. It creates my existence in the kingdom of heaven. And this love, it moves us. It moves us into this world. It moves us in such a way that I now know I've got the goods. I've got the goods to be able to share. 1 John chapter 3, verse 17 says, if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? You have the goods. You have the love of Jesus. So have eyes open, not just to your sins and struggles that surround you, but have your eyes open to the goods that you have in the love of Christ Jesus, that you are able to love. We have the goods. We have the love of Jesus Christ. And we have the promise that every day he sees us. He knows us and cares for us. So I challenge you every day to know, to trust and to believe, not just with your words or with your talk, but in your deeds and in the truth, that you are a part of how this love is being shared. I have to tell you, there are moments when I don't want to tune in. I just want to turn off the channel on some people and tune them out. It seems easier to do. But then I rejoice that God never did that to me. I rejoice that he sees me on that cross, and he sees me in the life and the resurrection of the empty tomb. May he see you that way each day as well.